Top of the morning. Yeah, you live. Your thing is live in the morning drip with Suleiman Bey. How y'all doing this morning? Yeah, July 2nd, 2021. Yes. We got a lot of background noise back there. I'm going to try to weed some of it out. Let the music flow. I'm just in here medicating. That's all. So to put these incense offerings in the air. Yeah. That's it. Get the room lit up. Just get in my mode. Listening to the melodies. I hope y'all well this morning. Friday. Salam alaikum. You know, we're getting ready for Juma today. Yeah, you say you couldn't work now. You say when you call the prayer, then you gotta, you know, get into that mode and then go back to business, man, being industrious. That's what we do. I'm coming to teach this morning. That's what I come to do. I don't got no time off. I gotta teach. So, teach whatever I can, whatever I know. I'm trying to catch them youth. I've been talking to them too. I'm trying to catch the young. Yeah. How the prison family doing this morning? How y'all brothers and sisters doing? Yeah, keep y'all heads up. Keep studying. Study. That way when you come out of there, you never go back in there. It's easy to, you know, to find your way out. It's about not going back in. How many times you found your way out? Shoot, you've been wiggled and found your way out many, many times. But you keep going back in. So that's what we got to change right there. Got to change what's going into your mind. That's your heart. Change your heart. Not go to the Quran say, not go change the people's condition. So they first change what's in their hearts. Got to change what's in yourself first. And then your condition to change. Yeah, but who am I? I'm just a messenger. Y'all turn up for a minute and we're going to get prepared. Y'all going to listen. See y'all in a second. I know we're going to do it. Talking credit repair this morning too. The importance of that, the importance of pooling resources. I can't say that enough. I mean, I remember being young, and I remember my great grandfather. He used to give us these bonds every year. He used to give us these bonds, $50 bonds, and we was game goofy, man. He gave them to us, and man, we ran up and down, man. I just talked to my mama about that. We begged my mama to death after some time. We tried to put them up for a minute. You know, we in the ghetto, man. We need them hard times. Mama, we got our thing. Let us use our bonds to get something. Let us get our bonds. We use our bonds like big old dummies. They mature. They go get the face value in 20 years. He paid for them half price. You pay for them bonds half price. They go face value in 20 years and give them, and grow interest for 30 years. Big dummy. So if you do that every month of your life, which that's what they're doing. I found that out just tracing stuff on Fidelity and Treasury Direct, just looking at stuff and seeing how I studied how the European got wealthy. We know it's from takeover, you know, and just having access to all this resources and stuff here. Of course, that. But I'm talking about this within this system of things. They set up bonds every year. They buy them every month. They buy bonds in different denominations from $50 all the way up to $10,000 at half price. They grow 20 years. They gain face value, and they get interest for 30 years. So that's a lick. If you could take your money. So I was telling my people, okay, so we for sure got 10 families in our family. Meaning, I'm 10 heads of household, meaning a house with the man and a woman in there. So if I'm me and my girl, and then Lou, I got my daughters and son is both grown. So that's three right there just off of my tree, just off of me. That's three families. Okay, so each one might be that. So if we got 10 families, us feeding $100 a piece per head, so that's 200 in the house. That's $2,000 a month to invest towards our future, whether it's real estate, whatever it is, whether it's putting business together so we can feed ourselves and feed others. Because, you know, you start financing in business moves, $2,000 a month. You can invest in products and do stuff. And that's within yourself. So that's $24,000 for the year. Just say around about $25,000. So that'll buy you $50,000 worth of these bonds. For $25,000, you'll get $50,000. Now, no, they're not going to get the face value. They're not going to mature for 20 years. So you're looking at a visionary. You're looking at 20 years down the line. You're putting this together for somebody. In 1 year, you're going to put that $25,000 is going to get somebody $50,000 plus on that $50,000, 10 years of interest because it gets interest for 30 years. So when it gets its face value in 20, then for the next 10 years, the face value is growing that interest. So you're living off the interest. Now you put that down, that's one person you got to put down for interest. Or so in 1 year, you didn't put that away just for one person. Now, you could do that multiple times in multiple denominations. We're just doing a small, a scale so you could see it. So that's how that goes. So you just think, five of those. You do that five times. You're putting different denominations away every month. Every month you're going to take $2,000, getting you $4,000. Yeah, you got $2,000 to invest with your family, so that's getting you $4,000. You understand what I'm saying now? Okay, that's right. It's getting $4,000. So $4,000 every year. You doubling your money every year. That money is doubling. So you're putting it into something. You're making it work. So now that's collateral being put up. Yeah, that's collateral being put up. It's been there for 20 years, but it's collateral. When you go to apply for something, they say, what do you have? Oh, you have collateral. Yeah, you have instruments that's backed by something. That's a guarantee, a surety. So you got to understand those type of things right there. So, it's important about pooling your resources, coming together, and having your credit together. Anybody 13, some of them do 13, and other ones be, you got to be 15. But put your people on your authorized users, your cards. Elders, if you got good credit and stuff, put your family on there. They can't hurt your credit. Shit, if anything, your stuff going to hurt them, either help or hurt them by being on their report. They can't tap into it or nothing. The card will get sent to you. Put them on there. You got good credit history. That's how you build your family up. Start doing when they're 13, 15, putting them on the reports. By the time they're 18, they have good stuff. Everybody with good cards, put them on. You want everybody to be able to pull out a black card. Everybody gonna be rocking around, and you the only one got something. Nobody else ain't got nothing. Now you want all the family, the children, everybody to have A1 across the board. A1 across the board, and that's how that goes. So that's the importance of us pooling our resources and working together. Just starting in the house. You got your household, you and your house and your children. You start right there, and then you branch off. Try to get your uncles and aunties and cousins and stuff. Try to come in. And realize, hey, let's put this trust fund together. Hey, let's sacrifice $100 a piece each month. And let's put it into this trust fund. And then when us, the young ones, are all, we see opportunities, hey, we bring it to the board. The elders, everybody on point with it. Okay, we see these properties. Okay, we see this investment with this stock. Or we see whatever it is that we see. And it's for a future, So everybody's looking. We're putting it up for the generations to come. You got to leave them something, legal legacy. Just like we're teaching them new things, you got to leave them something. Hell, we've been coming into this world with all this stuff that's under our feet already been taken from us. You don't know it's yours to even get it back. And then while you're on top of the mud, you're still not doing nothing and leaving nothing. Nothing but just talking and complaining, not doing nothing and leaving nothing for nobody, every generation. So that's what it is. So I just look at that, and I'm like, I get a lot of opposition, man, even for family. Family don't even want to support. Family, they mad because you're your tongue or you speak the truth. People don't like truth. People don't want to hear it. But the proof is in the pudding. I tell them all the time, like, y'all got 14 years on me. Y'all been out here for 14 years, and when I've been home for two now, and I'm past you. Yeah, I've been, boom. Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing out here is because you don't know. So you going off what you've been taught. They give you their education. That's the training. They give you their training so you can work their jobs. That's they do. But I educated myself, and now I have jobs for people. Yeah, so I educated myself, away from their foolishness and dumbness and what they teaching. They're not teaching nothing. You go to college, and then you still looking for jobs. You can't even get a job in your career. Yeah, what's going on with that? But you embedded. Now you're in debt, all this debt. Man, you could have went and picked up some books and learned on your own. You could have went and learned on your own and been cheaper and got well-rounded and really got to some truth, got to something. So that's what this is about. So the prisoners, like I said, they've been sending me in their letters. Man, it's been a beautiful thing, a blessing. I got to get out my Moorish Quran. We're definitely going into that. You know, we definitely ain't going to have a show without the noble prophet Drew Ali in the mix, at the forefront. Definitely not going to have an episode without that. So, let's see here where you want to go. It's for all those who love Jesus. Yeah. So we was talking yesterday, we were just talking about the whole Joseph thing. We were just talking about just looking at the story, like, how did they recognize Yahushua was to be born? How did they know? The wise men were looking for him. How did they know? Because the king put out edicts to kill all the children 2 years and younger. So that showed that they didn't know what age or where the child was, but they were trying to kill us all, trying to kill all the children before they grow. Listen to the signs of what was going on. But the wise men seen the sign. And then they went to, that's how the story go biblically. They went to this manger. They headed on eastward or whatever and went to the manger. They just followed this sign. What was this sign? Because nobody talks about what was this sign that they seen in the sky. If you look at the flags of the earth, you look at the indigenous flags, most of them are indigenous nations, of course. And you look at the signs and symbols on the flags, you'll see a lot of them have the star and the crescent. Now, I bear witness to this because the first Ramadan that I consciously participated in and knew what I was doing was in 2005. And I had just been incarcerated. And I was in the building. They had me inside. Luckily, they put me outside. And I looked up in the sky. This was my first Ramadan practicing. I had submitted. I had failed. I was at my lowest point. I'm looking at it, looking at all day, looking at a long time. I just failed. I gave it all up. I said, I'll surrender. You know, you go come willingly or unwillingly. I just willingly surrender. I'm like, it's nothing I could do. I thought I had all this power. Now I've been captured, and I know I'm gone for a while. I can't do nothing for nobody out there. There's nothing I could do. All I could do is get myself together. So I cleansed up all filth, mead, everything, and I just went into spiritual mode. And that's what I did. And Joseph, this story is so, this story is so relevant to us. Because when you look at Yahushua, how the wise men, they went over to the manger. When you look at the prophet, how did they recognize the prophet in the east? You know, they're looking for signs and symbols now. How did they recognize them? And then you got to be tied and tested. Just because it's known that you're destined to do something, you still have human frailties because you came into this world by human vices. So you have human vicissitudes. Right? So you got to still be tied and tried and tested in the human ways, in the physical form. So don't think this old spookism that Brother Yahushua wasn't tested in physical form. He was tried and tested. So they had to go through degrees, initiate schools, testings. That's what they call secret society. Where do you think Mary and them was at? Well, how do you think Mary and Joseph was blessed to have a child like this? You think they were just on foolishness? You think they weren't scientists and mathematicians? You think they didn't have dietary laws, dress laws? You think they didn't fast and be cleansed and thought and able to bring a word like this in? So that's what you people missing. You feel me? People, you got to give reverence and praise to Allah and reverence and honors where it's due. These were clean people because they bought in a clean one. The fruit bear witness of the tree. Man, so you got to bear witness to that. All this, man, he had to go through what we went through. He had to be tied and trusted. His loins yearned for women and all that, too. Yeah, he got hard-ons. You think he didn't? Oh, Suleiman Bey, you can't say that. Man, he got hard on. Women was chasing him down, too. You think you the slickest and hippest around with your tongue and what you talking? Look what he talked. The whole world's still talking it. You think them women went, falling out? They falling out for Michael Jackson and all these other people on stage just falling flat out. Man, when Yahushua walked through the room with Grace, dreads hanging, shaking dreads. Yeah, how y'all say now? Go stupid, go dumb. Yeah, he was shaking them dreads. When he came through, them girls was, ooh, a man, because he was a real one. He was speaking power to a, he was speaking force to power. Yeah, speaking that truth. Yeah, he wasn't scared of nothing. So think of the days when like Elijah Muhammad and them came and they was calling the white man the devil. That was powerful to some people. Man, these people standing out front, these people killing people in the street. And they saying that, that gave them pull by doing that. Yeah, so Yahushua came through, they was on them. So you got to recognize that. So on my first Ramadan, I go outside in the yard and I look up in the sky. And for the first time ever in my life, in all these years, 46, just turned 46 last month, I seen the star and the crescent. And not only did I see them, they was in the same semblance. They was just like how they is when you look on the flag. They, the star was inside the dark part of the moon. I said, Alhamdulillah, I said, this is the truth. I bear witness, this is it, because that was my sign. Man, I never seen that in all my years. I have never seen the moon when it's in the crescent. And the star is inside the dark. Ooh, Venus. Ooh. That was so beautiful for me. That just confirmed it. And then I just went into spiritual mode. And that brings me to the noble prophet. So what I wanted to read here today was chapter 2. Of the Quran. I was listening to the sisters the other day, and she said she loved chapter 1. It's the creation and fall of man. And I just wanted to read chapter 2, Education of Mary and Elizabeth in Zone Egypt, so people can understand Mary. Yeah, Joseph, you understand, you know, you got to understand what was going on. So here it is. Let me put my spectacles on, because I'm not 24 no more. And I've been straining my eyes a lot of years. Yeah, being in them dismal crypts, straining your eyes, man, under artificial light. Yep. Turn that light up some. Okay. So here we go. Chapter 2 of the Moorish Holy Quran. Education of Mary and Elizabeth in Zone Egypt. The son of Herod, Archelaus, reigned in Jerusalem. He was a selfish, cruel king. He put to death all of those who did not honor him. He called in council all the wisest men and asked the infant claimant of his throne. The council said that John and Yahushua both were dead. Then he was satisfied. Now Joseph, Mary, and their son were in Egypt and Zone, and John was with his mother in the Judean hills. Elihu and Salome sent messengers in haste to find Elizabeth and Zone. They found them. They brought them to Zone. Now, Mary and Elizabeth were marveling much because of their deliverance. Elihu said, "It is not strange. There are no happenings. Law governs all events. From olden times, it was ordained that you should be with us and in this sacred school be taught." Say that then. Elihu and Salome took Mary and Elizabeth out to the sacred grove nearby where they were wont to teach. Elihu said to Mary and Elizabeth, "You may esteem yourselves thrice blessed, for you are chosen mothers of long-promised sons, who are ordained to lay a solid rock, a sure foundation stone, on which the temple of the perfect man shall rest, a temple that shall never be destroyed. We measure time by cycle ages, and the gate to every age we deem a milestone in the journey of the race. An age had passed. The gate into another age flies open at the age touch of time. This is the preparation age of soul, the kingdom of Emmanuel, of Allah and man. And these, your sons, will be the first to tell the news and to teach the gospel of goodwill to men and peace on earth. A mighty work is theirs, for carnal men want not the light. They love the dark, and when the light shines in the dark, they comprehend it not." No, that's the truth. "We call these sons revealers of the light, but they must have the light before they can reveal the light." That's the key. I'll say that again. "We call these sons revealers of the light, but they must have the light before they can reveal the light. and you must teach your sons and set their souls on fire with love and holy zeal and make them conscious of their missions to the sons of men. Teach them that Allah and man are one, but that through carnal thoughts, listen, that through carnal thoughts and words and deeds, man tore himself away from Allah, debased himself. Your thoughts are the cause of it all, so the Prophet said. Teach that the holy breath would make them one again, restoring harmony and peace. That not can make them one but love. That Allah so loves the world that he has clothed his son in flesh that man can comprehend. Woo! The only savior of the world is love, and Yahushua, son of Mary, comes to manifest that love to men. Now, love cannot be manifest until its way has been prepared, and not can rend the rock and bring down a lofty hill and fill the valleys up, and thus prepare the way, but purity. But purity in life men do not comprehend, and so it too must come in flesh. And you, Elizabeth, are blessed, because yours is purity made flesh, and he shall pave the way for love. This age will comprehend but little of the works of purity and love, but not a word is lost. For in the book of Allah's remembrance, a registry is made of every thought and word and deed. And when the world is ready to receive, lo, Allah will send a messenger to open the book and copy from its sacred pages all the messages of purity and love. Then every man of earth will read the words of life in a language of his native land, and men will see the light and walk in the light and be the light, and man again will be at one with Allah. So yeah, Elizabeth and them, man, they was in training it too. They was being taught and trained too. That's what people fail to realize. And I got to do some teaching today, man. Y'all got to, I got to speed y'all up, but sometimes I have to go back and keep reiterating because I want to pound it in y'all brain. We got tools in the workshop of the mind. And I got the hammer out. I got to pound this in, the truth into y'all. And that's what this is. I got to pound the truth into y'all so y'all could get it and you can understand that you are not Negroes, blacks, color. You're not black. Quit saying that. Oh, this would quit saying that you're black. I want y'all to get that. And I know you can't force people to do nothing. I know that. But the power of the seed of thought, man, that's powerful. So my duty is to keep pounding in that seed of thought. Hell, you can keep denying and not accepting you won't, because willingly or unwillingly, you're going to submit. My duty is to pound it, put the seed down in there so it will come to your remembrance one day that you was told. You bear witness. You can't say nobody told you, because the messenger came to you, and it's going to flash before your eyes. So let's get into this, because we've been hoodwinked, bamboozled. Yeah, we won't let nobody get over us on us, but we've been hoodwinked, bamboozled. Let me see. Let me find these. I mean, tore these. I got to order a new one. It still got the information in there. People say, oh, that dictionary tore up, man. That dictionary got more sense than you and me combined. While you talking about that dictionary tore up, I'm going to tape it up, do all what I could do, and thumb through it and get all I could get out of it. What are you talking about? It's tore up. It got more sense than you got, and you tore up. Come on, it's tore up. Okay, anyway, Amendment 13, 1865. Oh, they freed the slaves. Abraham Lincoln, he freed the slave. He can't free nothing. You free you can enslave them again. And that's what they did. Yeah, you said they freed you and enslaved you again. You never was free. So they put the bogus, here go the shim-sham, shebango, boing-boing, what they did to you. Bing-bop, upside the head. Here it go right here. Amendment 13, 1865, Section 1. This is where the abolishment of slavery comes in, they say. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, bing-bong, except. Bam, there they go. There they go with the BS. There they go with the shenanigans right there. Except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States, understanding what that is, or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Okay, so it's been with the United States and its jurisdiction. Okay, so you understand what the United States is, corporation and its jurisdiction, then you should understand that that doesn't apply to natural persons. So who is this applying to about this neither slavery or involuntary servitude except for crime? Okay, then the Section 2 says, Congress shall have the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. So Congress became the new slave owner. of the black person, the black name. I'm going to show you how. So people in the prisons always look at me, man, we're waiting for Congress. Man, I sit in prisons all the year, people talking about Congress, waiting on Congress. And I'm like, man, Congress, the new slave owners. Congress, the one passed the legislation, and stay right there. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime. Whereof the party shall have been duly convicted shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. That was Section 1. Section 2 says Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. So Congress going to make, they're going to enforce this article. They're going to make the legislation. That's how they're enforcing the article, by making the legislation. So they're making the crime scene. They're setting up the crime scene for you with all, because they got the black code laws that already been in effect since 724, sanctioned by the church, to keep you in your place. Can't do this, can't do that. You fine, ticket, can't do this, can't drink here, can't eat there. Can't bip, bop, or fart without something happening, somebody taxing you or something wrong. So that's what's already set up. So then you go 3 years later. That was the hook. Now 3 years later, they say the 14th Amendment, 1868. Now, if you were freed, so-called, in 1865, what was your Declaration of Independence? Because a lot of y'all are going to get ready to celebrate independence in 2 years, but you're not independent. You celebrate somebody else's freedom that you helped them obtain. Did you know that? Did you know that you financed, not only financed and fought with them in their war, and you helped them with their independence? They declared it to the world. They give you the example. You're going to celebrate it high-handedly in 2 days. You're going to shoot off firecrackers. You're going to go get new clothes. Probably got your new car done. You're going to go out and shine and do all that to celebrate their independence. You don't even know what it represents. You don't even know what it represents. So you've been on that same token, July 4th, 1776. Do you know what was going on when they hoisting up their flag? So you got to understand. So now 1868, 3 years later, they said, Section 1, they made another amendment. All persons, bam, stop. We went over that yesterday. Persons, what is a person? Oh, a human being, Brother Suleiman Bey. That's what most black, so-called black folks are going to say, a human being. And you're right. That's Mr. Webster taught you that. You know, Mr. Webster gave you a few little little knowings, you know. And most of the time, how we were taught to study, when we pick up a dictionary and we looking for a word, as soon as we pick it up, it might got six definitions. The first one we see, that's it, and go. We don't even read the rest of them. We don't see how it's applied differently. You know, we don't even go that far. We don't even go that great. We don't get down to the root. We don't go to etymology. We don't study like that, so we don't know. But when you get putting them dismal crypts, you start going through stuff, and you see the people using their language to imprison you, then you learn how to get out of the fire by going through it. So the 14th Amendment, 1868, says, Section 1, all persons. Okay, Suleiman, because some of them might not know, Suleiman. Some of them just might not know, so you got to give it to them. That's what this show is about. You can't just go over it. You can't just talk it because you said it before in another show, and it's in the archive, Suleiman. Somebody might not go to the archive. This might be the only time a day that they picked up and just stopped being by the show to grab some information. So you got to be ready to give it to them. So here it is, out of Black's Law Dictionary, seventh edition. It's a bridge. I got this dictionary because it has the Constitution in the back of it. So because you got to be in the Constitution fold to understand what's supposed to go on so it can go on. Okay, person. One, a human being. There it go. Mr. Webster says the same thing. Remember, this is law because the European is doing business here by law. So everything he does is law. Okay, so it's legal or whatever. That's legal or whatever. Lawful, what they call it. Legal, but maybe not lawful. Okay, person. One, a human being. Two, an entity such as a corporation that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. Three, the living body of a human being. Then it goes on to artificial person, an entity such as a corporation created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being, a being, real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being, also termed fictitious person, juristic person, legal person, moral person. This is a legal entity. So if you ever watched the movie Ted with the little Ted doll, the little bear, and Ted, too, that's your perfect example of an artificial person, okay? That's the black man, and the person is checking white, and you're checking all these different labels that these people have put down. That's all you're doing. You're an artificial person by their legal created laws, okay? That's what a person is. It's an entity
person to an entity such as a corporation, listen, that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. Then it goes down to artificial person. Artificial person is an entity such as a corporation. Okay, that's person. Created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being. A being, real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. I can almost bleep right there. Ain't that a bleep? I can almost bleep right there. Y'all don't see that? You just go watch the movie Ted. That's all you got to do. Go watch it again and understand. They're going to show you who you are. You're an artificial person. Unless you do this, it goes down natural person. Natural person says a human being as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. So a human being is distinguished from an artificial person created by law. You have to distinguish that fact here. Because everybody here is assumed to be an artificial person because U.S. citizens are artificial. Because it says all persons born, 14th Amendment, all persons born. So that's so it ain't distinguishing what person. You have to distinguish what kind of persons because it just says all persons. It hasn't qualified what kind of person it is. You have to qualify what kind of person you are. I'm making this thing shake, so I got to make sure I be aware of that on my sound thing. Yeah, you got to qualify what kind of person you are. So, yeah, they assuming that you are a U.S. citizen. And if you check in the box that you are a U.S. citizen, then you are an artificial person because the United States is a creation of fiction on paper. It's a corporation. All right. So it says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are subject to the United States and of the state wherein they reside. Now, they go on with all this other stuff to go on to that. So you got to understand, how the process of naturalization is to come over here and become a U.S. citizen. They don't just allow you. You got to go through a process. You got to go through a screening process. You got to answer a questionnaire. They want to know where you're from, your landmass, your culture, everything, because you remember, people's name identifies with a landmass and a culture. When you say Chinese, you think of China. When you say Iranian, you think of Iran. You know, yeah, you eat Hawaiian, you think of Hawaii. You think different people, you think of different places that goes to their name, but they don't have no black land. They don't have no Negro land. No, they got a Negro land somewhere. Somebody probably created. They don't got no color land. They want African-American land. That's two continents. I mean, what's going on? And it's changing. A German Shepherd? Man, listen, I've seen German Shepherds all my life. I've never been to Germany. But I never called them a California Shepherd. I never called them a Minnesota Shepherd. I never called them an Arizona Shepherd. Anywhere I see a German Shepherd, I call it a German Shepherd. It stays the same. How we keep changing? I just want to know that. Y'all help me out now. Y'all help me out now. Just how do we keep changing? And we keep accepting it. The better question to that is, how do we keep accepting what other people are labeling and calling us? Okay, so I've been doing the credit repair. We're doing that. The LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. That's where you can catch us at. That's where you can go in there, put your email in, leave a comment, and we'll get back to you. We help you out with finances, different things you can invest in. We help you out, man. We get you started with business formation. We do business formation. We know how to do all that. We know how to build business from the ground up. We do credit repair and credit rebuilding. Get all that stuff off your report. Get all off your board. You need to be off your report 45, 60 days. You see that stuff cleaned up, man. So I'll be printing out the reports and looking at them, and I go through and I study them. I'm good at studying stuff with the eye from graphs. I'm good at graphs. All my life, I counted numbers in my head. I never knew why until I had this cellmate. And he taught me this stuff, these option stuff. Well, anyway, he was teaching me this stuff. And everything he was saying, I couldn't understand his vernacular, but I understood what he was saying. And I kept cutting him off. And we wrote on the wall. We started writing a graph on the wall. And I started explaining this stuff to him. And a long story short, he was like, man, what you doing in here? This was at the end of my stretch. I did 14 years. I'm on the way home in a month. He said, man, you should have been in the streets, man. Riff. He said, man, this stuff right here, people take forever to learn. He said, man, you already know this stuff. You just don't understand the language I'm using. But I said, yeah, I've been putting these kind of graphs in my head. Everything I do when it comes to making those decisions, I put those graphs in my head. So I've been doing that. So when he was showing me that, it was just like, I said, man, I don't understand what you're saying, but the formula – this is the formula I use for different things, and I've been very successful in that. And so I look at these credit reports, and I just look at them. I see how they fluctuate and how the points fluctuate and what's going into them, and that's what they do. And what's not going into them, what's on the reports, I clean the reports up all across the board. So sometimes you have, you know, different scores. I clean them up all across the board where you pretty much go be straight all the way. A few points here or there is nothing. Whereas people might have 700, 700, 600, 500, 500, 600, stuff like that. And you know, you go be, if you 630, you're going to be 630, 630, or 630, 640, you know, right in the same areas. If you 7 something, you're going to be, I'm going to get them, I'm going to pull them up. I'm going to clear the negatives off there, the inquiries, all the bad stuff that you want off of there. And we know how to do all that. We know how to build it and put stuff on there. And it's simple, man. It's simple. It's simple about reaching out to people that do good business, and it's effective. Yeah, we're going to move real fast and effective. For my prisoners, my prison population, man, we got a lot of stuff going on, man. They've been trying to send in, people been trying to get their jurisdiction issues together. They've been trying to get their papers together and just putting people on notice of who they are and getting all that stuff done. And we working out here on their behalf, because that be the thing when you in there. Who go run from? You could get your stuff sent in. You need a picture. You know, we doing all that stuff, man, for the brothers so they can get their stuff together and get that done first. Get that done, and then we helping them with, you know, people moving, doing the stuff for them for their locations. You need people like that, sending the stuff, putting the locations on, double them back. Sometimes you might triple back on them locations. I did. Triple back, double back, hitting them back, boom, 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 putting it in the system, keeping your copies, keeping your verification, you know, knowing the Moors got their copy of when they, I'm quite sure, when they didn't put their seal on it, so they know. And then just be industrious, man, get out here and be on count. That's my thing, trying to get everything in order and just haven't been on count. But now that I'm reaching out and getting out there, because I need that support. We need that support. I'm trying to do a lot of things, and I can't get it done by myself, and I don't know everything. You feel me? Then I'm reaching out to people, and they got confused policies. Yeah, a lot of people don't even give the prophet his due. A lot of people don't even see the prophet as a prophet, but they use his tools. They use his saving power, his avatar, his grace. They use his saving powers, man, and they do business off of it, but they don't want to claim the prophet. But I see the prophet for who he is. I know that Yahushua came again. I bear witness to that truth because I know Yahushua. I study Yahushua, whether it was biblically or whatever, and I see the work. Man, if you don't believe me, believe in the works that I do. The works speak for itself. Man, you raised the people from the dead, man. Nobody would taught you who you were. They still not teaching it to this day. The people still not teaching it today that you are not a Negro or you're not black. No, they're still selling that. That's still selling around the world. That's the American dream, to come over here and live off you and your land. You and your own land. Yeah, you the original people. Martin Luther King said it best, man. He said, the Negro finds himself exiled in his own home. Then, bam, Martin was gone. The brother was gone. Martin was gone. Yeah, he said, the Negro finds himself exiled in his own home. So that's the things that we got to do better with right there. Just understanding that. So also they got some good books to have. Like when you want to study stuff, you want to study like how the United States was formed. So you want to go into them kind of you want to go into documents like that to find out how it was constructed. You know, what contracts are on agreement, on the board? What kind of treaties? With who? What is this stuff about? Because you got to remember, they're of European descent. This is not Europe. So evidently, they're away from home. So either they done stole something from somebody or they got an agreement to do business somewhere. But whoever the owners are, either they're allowing them to be here or they're nowhere around or they don't know that this is their land. So either it's one or all. You did what I'm saying. So that's what you need to look into, and that's what we need to find out. And Articles of Confederation. Yeah, read the Articles of Confederation. So you see the Confederation that was formed, and then you see how the United States was formed and what the United States is, what the United States of America is. Oh, this land is your land. This land is my land. That's what y'all used to sing at school. We was young, they used to make us sing that. You stand up and you used to be a pledge allegiance to the flag for which it stands. One nation under God, individual, all this stuff. And there was two flags up there, though, by the way. Signs and symbol for conscious mind. There was two flags up there. I know I was born and raised in California. It had two flags. But we stood always at attention and sang these old dumb songs, but we didn't listen to the words of the song. This land is your land. This land is my land. All that old type of stuff, right? And
We pledge allegiance to this red, white, and blue flag, not knowing what it was symbolizing, what it means, or anything. We didn't know what it was. We didn't know it was a corporate banner. We didn't know that it was keeping us held down as constitutional slaves. We didn't know that. So we just, hey, pledge allegiance. We free now. We all won. But they had another flag was flying, too. So they had the California Republic was flying with the bear on it. So that was in the cafeteria and the schools. In all the schools in the class, you had them little flags up on the blackboard. And one was in one corner, one was in the other corner. And they was all there. And we stood up and pledged allegiance to that one. But nobody never said, teacher, why don't we pledge allegiance to that flag? Nobody stopped to ever say that. Not that I recall, because I didn't. But now I see when you drive through the state, you see two flags. You in any state, you go see all the corporate banners, red, white, and blue, but you go see the state flag flying too. Yeah, you fly down the freeways, you go see it. Two flags. They flying two flags. They're telling you something. They're telling you something. Flags are signs and symbols. They mean something. They represent something. That means government. That means that's two governments right there. So that's the kind of stuff you need to start finding out and understanding. So it's a lot of stuff you can read. Like I said, the Articles of Confederation is good. You can read them, and it'll tell you a lot what the original plantations are and were and who they were for. They were for Slavics, Europeans and stuff, you know, indentured servitude. Yeah, so, you know, you was took by conquest. And that's another thing I've been trying to tell the brothers and sisters, man. When you see the police out there, you're getting scared and running, and you should be from a regular police, because ain't nothing but a hired mercenary. Yeah, the regular police. Now, the sheriff, that's who you want to see. That's who the one got to have the lawful summons. Yeah, somebody to lawfully summon in and got a real warrant. You know, go put their real testimony down and really come a real injured person. That's when the sheriff come out, Andy Griffin. Yeah, you want to call on Andy, Barney. Call Andy and Barney Life. Yeah, but them other ones, them other jokers, yeah, them mercenaries. You need to know that. They hired. They wasn't elected officials. Constitution, you had to be elected. Okay? So that's the thing about that. So you need to just understand that. Understand what the Bill of Rights. Understanding that the mother constitution are bogus. They never had a constitutional convention and even put them on the records. Got to understand when Congress adjourned, what year they adjourned, why the United States lost their sovereignty and went bankrupt, and why the United States is back in corporate state. You got to understand and learn all this type of stuff. You know, you got to study these different treaties and stuff and see who you are. So it's a lot of books out there, and another good book is, like I say, get you a Black's Law Dictionary, preferably the older ones. Preferably the older ones. They cost. They want their money, but hey, I guess knowledge is key. Man, knowledge is key. You don't put no price on that. You know, you're trying to save yourself and your family. You got to piece up. That's what the pooling resources come. A book costs $1,200, $2,500. I can't buy that by myself. You might can, but what, man, that's some lot you could do with that. And now you got a trust fund, a bunch of y'all, that's an investment. Yeah, that's an investment. That's a write-off. Yeah, by the way. So that's that. And then another good book is to have is these John Bouvier's Law Dictionaries. Because they're older, you know, they go into the old law. It's, like I said, a law dictionary adapted to the Constitution and laws of the United States of America and of the several states of the American Union, with references to the civil and other systems of foreign law. John Bouvier. Now listen to that. This is a law dictionary adapted to the Constitution, that's one thing, and laws of the United States of America, all capital, and of the several states of the American Union. See? So there's different things going on. And by the way, when you see a state is a nation. A state is a country. Just like you look on the map of so-called Africa over there, you see Ethiopia, Nigeria, Ghana, or Congo, you see all these places, you call it a country, you don't call it a state. State and the nation is synonymous. They're foreign to each other. That's why they have their own constitution, their own laws. They're different in another state. One state, you might go and smoke you some marijuana and drive down the street. Another one, you might can't get caught with a doobie in the car whether you're smoking or not. They have their own constitution laws. They have their own sovereignty. Private citizens and public citizens, artificial persons and natural persons. Where do you reside? Where do you abide? So, them things you got to understand. You know, you've been tricked. And you got to understand who the tricker is. And you got to start saying, hey, evidently everything that I've been taught need to be investigated.
because it's not working out. It ain't panning out. You're leading all the categories of sickness, all this stuff, man. It's just like, it's just a curse. It's a curse to be over here and to be black. Yeah, black is bad. You see a black cat, you say it across from you in front of the car, you done got bad luck. But you want to be black. Everything in the dictionary about black is bad. Let me get that out. Everybody want to be black. I mean, it is what it is. You can try to sugarcoat it and call it what you want. Oh, man, we use it for this word now. Like, nigga, oh, we change it. Oh, man, we use it for this. It don't mean that. Every word means what its root means. It means what it was intended for and its root means. You could change it up and flip-flam it all you want to. Yeah, you could change it up and dress it up all you want to. That's for your psychological, you doing that to psychologically deal with what you're going through. To put it behind your head that you black and gloomy and all, that you're lacking hue and brightness. How you're lacking hue? Well, let's find out what hue is. Because I might not even read no more after that. Let's find out what hue is. I just want to find out what hue is. Because I'm quite sure I know what hue is. Quite sure that means a person with pigmentation. Can the congregation get an amen? I just know that that's what that means. But for the sake of the record, we're going to go get it from, I'm not going to speak from my own authority. I'm going to go into the book. Because you're going to believe what Mr. Random House say, or Mr. Webster say, or Mr. Black's Law say, but you ain't going to believe your brother. Marcus Hugh. Wow. Hugh. The property of light by which the color of an object is classified as red, blue, green, or yellow in reference to the spectrum. 2, a gradation or variety of a color. Tint, pale hues. 3, color, all the hues of the rainbow. 4, form or appearance. 5, complexion, appearance, color, skin complexion. Gothic, hue, form, appearance, complexion. So, black, lacking hue and brightness, absorbing light without reflecting any of the rays, composing it as the type of this page. Wearing black or dark coloring, armor, too, etc. 3, pertaining to or belonging to an ethnic group characterized by dark skin pigmentation. B, pertaining specifically to the dark skinned peoples of Africa, Oceania, and Australia. The Negroes, Negritos, Papuans, Melanesians, and Australian Aborigines. 4, soiled or stained with dirt. 5, characterized by absence of light. 6, gloomy, pessimistic, dismal. 7, boding, ill, sullen, hostile. 8, deliberate, harmful, inexcusable. 9, without any moral light or goodness. 10, marked by ruin or dissolution. 11, indicating censor, disgrace, or liability to punishment. 12, man, without milk or cream. Man, get out of here. Man. Listen, if that wasn't enough to tell you, that was all negative. You ain't got no light. Man, you lacking everything. That was all negative. There wasn't nothing positive about that. So that's what you get when you keep putting a curse on yourself. You causing a curse on yourself. I'm black, man. I'm saying loud. I'm black and I'm proud. You just putting that curse into you. You just putting the curse on all that comes with being black. It's a constitutionally sanctioned person. Okay? They're doing business with that. They're getting money off of that, off the blackness. So that's what we need to understand, and that's what we need to know. And we got the Helping Earth Acquire Life Through Humanity, the nonprofit 501c3, health.more@yahoo.com. Right now, you can just email me. We're working on the website. Sometimes the websites be taking months for them to really fully put down, and got to get the mission statement in there and all that type of stuff. But do got a fully functioning nonprofit organization. Again, Helping Earth Acquire Life Through Humanity. You can reach me with that at health.more, MOOR@yahoo.com. But really, just you can get at me at legalempowermentgroup101.com or at the Al Moore consultation, at the Almore.consulting@gmail.com or almoreconsultationllc.com and on the website, and I'll get you some consultations and stuff like that. Legalempowermentgroup101.com, our website is official. We're definitely in business. We should be having Tay Bay on here soon so she can talk about her role in the Legal Empowerment Group and what she does with credit repair and credit building. And she could talk about her candy creations and Queen Kitty feminine products line that she got. And I'm here to bear witness. They got some gripping oils and stuff, man. Brothers, sister too, brothers, I'm not going to lie to you. That thing be gripping now. That thing had that thing gripping now like it was an old young virgin thing now. Excuse me for the elders or everybody who listen. I'm just being honest. It's true. And that thing, you having that thing snapping now. So, yeah, they got some, that's Queen Kitty. And I don't have the website information here. I'll get that so next show I can promote that a little better. The sister will be on here to promote herself. And we'll be having the brother, Hakeem Jabbar, be stopping through from time to time too. But his community development, his cultural things grow in his community. And, we're just trying to use this platform, you know, to educate and bring each other closer to oneness. That's what we're trying to do. Finances, man, it's so hard individually, but collectively you have family members. Start at home, start building stuff together, start investing together. And like health is so important, man. Mental health is so underlooked at, especially in our community. Man, we're going through so much. We suffered through so much, all these years of oppression. And I'm like, we just depressed, anxiety. We all got it in us. PTSD, PTSS, post-traumatic slave syndrome. And we got PTSD and all that. And we diagnosed with it. They know it. They know it in these communities. We're going through it a lot. That's why we're so susceptible to a lot of this stuff they're putting out there. And they say, oh, the black people are more susceptible to the COVID and stuff. Man, because you've been bombarded with so much bull from the food, the drink, everything you're eating, looking at, reading. You've just been bombarded with falsehoods and so much BS that your body, your immune system just broke down. That's why it's not even good to take in and listen to the news and stuff. For what? What do you need to listen to that stuff for? All you do is just stay at home, stay to yourself and your family, move when you need to, protect yourself from dirt and cleanliness, covering yourself, and stay at the house. And you don't got to worry about nothing. You got to put this stuff into you. Now you see they tricked you. Now you see they fooled you. Now you see that even getting the shots don't even stop you from getting it, but they talking about all kinds of variants. So you just got to, the main thing to it now is you just got to stay at home and away from people. So that's what you should have been doing in the first place. You see what's going on. It's an epidemic going out in the society. You're supposed to stay at home, go out and move with caution when you do. So that's just a thing. Common sense is not a common to everybody. People think they can run around, but it's still going. Still a different way. They're still in attack mode. And brothers and sisters, us Africans, so-called African-Americans, blacks, y'all need to wake up and see what's going on. Looking, too many people waking up and realize this is their ancestral estate. Too many people bucking. They losing their grip. The London Bridge is falling down. Y'all used to sing that too. But the London Bridge is falling down, and they trying to take people with them. You just need to be careful and protect yourself. Protect your family. Stay safe. Stay out the way. Continue to educate the youth, because we never die. We just multiply. And I was telling my sister that. My sister just told me, been talking to me and told me nothing. She's going to have next month, she's supposed to be having twins, inshallah. And I'm like, well, hell. They say that we was made from mud. And I do got to bear witness, when you sweat and when you get in the shower, dirt do come off you, so you got to have that propriety in you. But did you create any one of your children with mud? Because I didn't. Is any one of them two children in you, did you create them with mud? No. Okay, well, they coming out muddy. Yeah, they coming out with mud on their skin. Where did that come from? Somebody had to be created with the dirt from the beginning. So in reality, all you is a reflection of somebody else that came before. You're a reincarnation. Because you're not putting mud on each one of your children that you make. And it's obvious we was made from the earth. Who was the, somebody had to be the first earth to, for us to keep recreating. We just living in another person. We just recreating. That's how you know life is everlasting. It's no beginning, there's no end. Y'all better wake up. I'm doing too much. If I'm saying too much, Suleiman Bey, you're saying too much. Okay, I got a lot of subscription. Listen, there's a lot of people out there y'all could get information from. The people that they go pay, you're going to pay them for the research they already done. And there's engine machines out there that provides these people with information, because I found that out. And that's my next thing I'm going to go into, so I could pass out the right information as far as in the when you're dealing with the markets and stuff like that, where they're predicting sales to go for different stuff. They have a thing, Ibis World, where you could tap into, and they give you these comprehensive reports. Man, they start from $2,500 to $5,000 to $10,000, and big time corporations and stuff buying. That's how they be able to know where the market's going. It analyzes for 10, 20 years and shows you all this stuff. Well, anyway, this is, I stumbled across that because I buy a lot of information so I can give information. It's an information age. People just sit back. You can sell information and just make money. I could just give you the right information and have you subscribe to me. I don't have to charge you anything. I can give you the right information to have you subscribe to me, and I could blow up and have all kinds of followers, and the people will pay me just for the people that are looking and do marketing and all that through me. So I don't have to charge you anything. Information is powerful. But that's how people will win. Hey, man, take it as little, and they're playing off your weakness because you don't know. So all I would just want you to do is just subscribe to me. Tell a friend, hey, man, this guy, he be talking some truth, man. He be saying some good things, you know. I mean, everything I say, you're not going to agree with. Piss you off, probably. You feel me? But, hey, that's just how it go. I'm trying not to. You know, I'm trying not to harm anybody. You know, that's not my thing to be. I'm trying not to harm anybody. I'm not trying not to practice or preach any hate. I'm trying to be under the five principles. I'm trying to live that life. Okay? But it's things that we can do, and we can make things better for ourselves and just coming into information. People perish for a lack of knowledge. So we had a prophet come to these shores, Timothy Drew, Noble Drew Ali, El Hajj Sheikh Sharif Abdul Ali, Sheikh. Yeah, I mean, the nation is behind you, and they call you a Sheikh. You go over to the Middle East, and they give you the name Sheikh. Yeah, and then that means you got a nation. That's what that means. You ain't from a nationless people when they call you a Sheikh. Do y'all understand that in the Islamic world? Do you understand that mantle of power that was passed to the brother? Y'all don't understand that. So quit faking, quit fooling around. I was in them prison, in them dismal grips, in them crypts, in them prisons, and they practicing Islam in there all around the board. Everybody want to do what they want, say what they say. They want to listen to all the garbage music, walk around with their pants sagging, cuss, fuss, and then go get salats and get back up and be a Negro. Man, get out of here. It don't work like that. You can't get down like that. You ain't supposed to be listening to that garbage music like that. You want to really be technical. You're supposed to be listening to the music. So, yeah, it's just about doing the right thing. I mean, everybody want to knock the prophet, but everybody using the prophet. Everybody want to knock the prophet. See, he's not a prophet. But every other nation got a prophet and a messenger. The Quran even say it. I mean, that's Allah most merciful. He sends a prophet or messenger to any nation, this is all the nations that's in darkness, before he brings his wrath. He got to send a warner. Got to send a divine one. So people say, oh, he ain't man. Yeah, why do you think he been caught in secrecy so long? Because Noble Drew Ali is the truth. They walking around with your fez on. That's how you know he the truth. They got on their fez, man. They got on our fez, man. They walk around celebrating, living the life. So that's how it go, man. You got to know, put your own crown on. Know how to wear your own crown and be your own kings and queens. And like I said, I salute the sisters in the struggle, man. The families, like I said, we got 90 seconds. The families, the people in prison. You know we're working on that. LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. Go in there and leave your email and leave the comments. Let me know who you are, which one of your loved ones is you represent. And then I go to work for them from there. And I keep you posting on what we need to do. And we'll send the papers to the sisters and the brothers in the struggle and help them do what we need to do. And we get all the things right. We get them all the literature we need in there. I'll be sending them all kind of literature. I make sure they get law dictionaries. I make sure they get books from R.B. Bay by the dozen, because the institutions love them coming in. They allow them by the dozens. You can get 12, 13 of them at a time. They're little pamphlets. They let them come in. So I make sure they get that, and I make sure all the brothers and sisters get the exhuming of a Noble Drew Ali, the exhuming of a nation by Elihu Pleasant Bay. I make sure they get that, because that's what helped me in my spiritual growth to understand who the prophet is, was, and is to evermore be. Listen, I love you guys. I thank y'all for sliding through. And we're going to do it again, God willing. If I got the breath in me, I'm going to give you the information. This is for the young. This is for those who are trying to move and be industrious and raise up the nations. And I thank y'all. This has been a Moorish television show. And you've been on the Morning Drip of Suleiman Bay. And I'm going to see y'all again on Monday. Peace and love.
Pray for me, so I can know why. Hey, you're over here. Oh, babe, I lost in myself, but I can't deny the truth. Hey, girl, I'm losing control.